many of us are remembering those who have served in our military. It is a good time to acknowledge that many of the homeless we see as we drive through Oregon and Washington are actually veterans.
Brett Anderson of Vancouver served in the U.S. Air Force, then became homeless. He says the VA saved his life, and he's now a peer support counselor there, helping those who are struggling, just like he did. The VA has nominated him as the KXL Everyday Hero.
When you're in the military, you feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself. I know myself and a lot of veterans, they struggle when they get out because that sense of, you know, being a part of something kind of missing after that. Some people deal with it better, you know, than other people, and I struggled with it. Did okay for, you know, years, but then when I came here to Vancouver to get back together with my wife, thinking we were getting back together, and then ended up in a divorce and everything, and that's when my life kind of fell apart because my sense of purpose became my wife and my daughter. So.
And so where down the path did that take you?
Became homeless and unemployed for the first time in my life. And I remember, you know, when I first became homeless, thinking I've got to get out of this. I can't become trapped, you know, in this kind of life. And then got involved with drugs and got into some trouble with the law and everything. And that just made it, you know, that much harder to get out of that cycle of life.
If you looked back, you would never have pictured yourself in that spot, right?
Never. That was one of the things that would kind of haunt me, you know, during that time is that I think to myself, this is not what I intended, you know, for when I grew up. And then it just became a deeper hole to try to dig out of, you know, and at a certain point, you almost give up. Mm-hmm. When you don't have a place to take a shower, a phone to receive a, you know, a call for a job interview or whatever, it becomes, you know, pretty frustrating and hopeless.
Kind of a cycle that just keeps...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure that while you were in that spot, you met other veterans too, right?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. And a lot of them, you know, especially the part about, you know, fathers being separated from their children, not getting to watch them grow up every day. That's a pretty common, it's not, you know, not the only reason people become homeless, but I found it to be kind of a common theme amongst other veterans and non-veterans, you know, of having that sense of purpose taken from their, you know, taken out of their life. And
people always question, well, you know, what is it about being a veteran that leads to a life of either homelessness or drugs and alcohol? And I think most of us assume, well, they must have seen terrible things in the war, but it sounds like it's more than just that.
Oh, it is, because for me, I was in the military during the Cold War, but you're still part of a mission. You're still doing what you can to keep, you know, America safe during those times and everything. But, you know, another part is in the military, you become sort of institutionalized. You have somebody telling you, you know, what to do 24 hours a day. And so when you get out and you have that freedom, sometimes you don't know how to deal with it real well. You know, you don't know how you have discipline, but it's at the, you know, somebody telling you, you know, what you need to be doing. I did real well in the military. But when you get out, you
feel like lost.
Pretty much.
That's Vancouver veteran Brett Anderson, our KXL Everyday Hero. If you have a hero you'd like to nominate, send us an email to hero@kxl.com.
And we want to give you a chance to thank the veterans in your life. You can give us a call and leave them a message. We will play them this upcoming Veterans Day. Our KXL listener line number is 503-517-6101. Put it in your phone, 503-517-6101.